This is the University of Northern Colorado Bears Coaches Show. Live from the GOAT Sports Bar on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA. Here's Blake Olson and Aaron Rath.
And we got a pinch hitter tonight, Jerry Schimmel in for those two on the Coaches Show here at the GOAT Sports Bar in Greeley. And we continue our tradition of doing this Coaches Show, Winter Sports Edition now. We pass football. We're going to start talking about some other sports, including basketball and especially wrestling tonight, because we are with the head coach of the Bears for wrestling. The men's wrestling program is headed by Troy Nickerson. Troy, good to have you. Good to see you again.
It's great to see you. I appreciate you having me.
Yeah. Right over here to my right must be the Nickerson table here at the GOAT Sports Bar, correct?
It is.
All right.
It is.
Who do you got here?
I've got my mother, my twin sister, her family, and then my family as well. So they're all in town for Thanksgiving, and just happy to have them. They've been cooking all day, and they said, we're not doing any more cooking tonight. We need some food.
There we go. This place is jammed. I think everybody's thinking the same thing, right?
Yes,
I'm
absolutely.
Cooking tomorrow, so let's go out to eat tonight. All right, how about the guy next to your mom?
That is my brother-in-law.
Oh, that's your brother-in-law. Okay, all right. And your twin sister.
Yep.
And then your kids and their kids.
Yes.
Nice.
It's a good time with the family right now.
All right, very good. And they're in from New York, I assume?
Yes, that's correct.
All right. Okay, let's talk about wrestling. You guys off to a 3-1 start, I believe. There's a record so far. Pleased with how things have gone so far, Troy?
Yeah, I'm very happy with where we're at. I think, we have about 5 freshmen that were starting in the lineup this year. So it's a little bit of the unknown, but I think we're competing at a very high level. They're showing their skills. Their talent level is really, it's showing. And it's just learning, different mistakes, the different nuances of the sport, college wrestling in general, that's really taking them to that next level. That's, they're making some mistakes, and that cost us in the West Virginia match this past weekend. But, we're getting better, and I feel good about the direction we're headed.
Yeah, I was looking at your roster today, and you're talking about freshmen. You've got, according to your roster online anyway, you've got 11 true freshmen, and you have 11 redshirt freshmen.
Yes.
You only have 33 on the whole roster, so that's 2/3 of your roster of freshmen.
Yeah, we're very young, and
it's
a good problem to have is how I look at it, because the talent every year continues to get better, and that's not a discredit to any of the kids that have come before them. It's just this program is continuing to evolve and continue to get better, and we're being more competitive on the national scene, and it's great for Greeley, it's great for UNC.
And these guys showing a lot of promise, these freshmen?
A ton of promise.
Yeah.
I mean, they're getting ranked wins, they're getting into those national rankings, that top 33. They're putting themselves in a great position to qualify for the national tournament down the road. This is just the start. I mean, we're healthy right now, which is great, right? And we're going to continue to stay that way.
All right. I'm going to talk about some of your wrestlers in the next segment after this first one, Troy. But I want to ask you about wrestling in general. And your background is fascinating. You were national champion at Cornell. And I've got a question first before we go into that. We did this last year when you were on. It was so interesting to me because I love wrestling, very much into it. But I saw in your bio you won 5 high school state championships in New York. How does a guy win 5?
So
were you an eighth grader?
That is correct.
Oh,
I actually won a high school state championship when I was in eighth grade.
No kidding.
And that's something that you can do in a few select states throughout the country. New York was one of them. And I was fortunate enough to be the first 5-time state champ in that state. So it was it was a fun time. Right?
Oh, I always thought this was really impressive. My older brother was a track and field athlete, and he set the high school mile record when he was in eighth grade. Small town and stuff. I thought that was really impressive. Your feat as an eighth grader blows that one away. Troy, how did you get started in wrestling? Was there a moment in your wrestling career where you thought, you know what, this is my sport, I'm good at it? How'd that all start?
It was really kind of in those middle school years. I wrestled at the varsity level in seventh grade also. And I was a little undersized, but I was always pretty good. And I did not qualify for the state tournament in seventh grade. And it really put that fire in me that said, hey, I want to be great at this. And I put a lot of time in that summer, and it paid off. Like you said, I went on and won a state championship. And it just continued to, just evolve from there.
How did it start? Did your parents get you into it? Did somebody else get you? How'd the whole wrestling thing begin?
Yeah, my father. He got me into wrestling. I mean, he really never had those opportunities to do it himself, but it was a sport he loved. He got me into it, and it was something I just fell in love with, and it's turned into my life, right? Here I am today.
Yeah. You got a career out of it, absolutely. All right. Was there a moment where you thought, I'm really good at this? Was there a tournament you won as a youth or something like that that kind of turned the corner?
I'm not sure. It was probably later in those high school years, right? Mm. I think I was good as a youth, but I wasn't the best. And, you know, kind of as I got into sophomore, junior year of high school, I started realizing, hey, I'm very good at this, and I want to take this to the next level. And, you know, I really just dedicated my life to it, and that's what it takes in any sport, right, is that dedication, that full commitment.
The wrestler, the successful wrestler is a different breed, isn't he?
It is.
You have to have a different mindset.
It is. You know, it's a very physical sport in a lot of ways, obviously, but it's as much of a mental sport as it is anything, and I think that's what some of our kids are finally starting to realize.
Any crazy weight loss stories for you?
No, I was pretty fortunate. I never had to cut too much weight. You know, I think just proper nutrition is the way to go.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, you hear all those horror stories. You never want it to be that situation. Unfortunately, it does happen every once in a while. I'm fortunate that I didn't have any of those issues.
If you're a five-time high school champion, the state of New York, which is a popular state, obviously, you have every great program after. You end up at Cornell.
Yep.
Talk about the decision to go to Cornell.
It was really just the mix of everything, right? I wanted to experience everything. I wanted to have the great wrestling program, the great tradition, the great academics that went along with it. And the benefit, you know, to me was that it was close to home. It was 45 minutes away. And so it was kind of just the perfect combination of everything. And, you know, for me, that's really what we've been pitching here and what we've been doing such a great job of here in, you know, Northern Colorado is getting the local kids to stay close to home. And I think there's a lot of value in that.
Yeah, a lot of Colorado kids on your roster. I saw it today. If you hadn't gone to Cornell, where do you think you might end up?
Oh, gosh. Who knows? You know,
I mean was it Iowa or Oklahoma or Oklahoma State? Or
I mean, at the time, I mean, kind of the final four that it came down to was it was Cornell, Harvard, Minnesota, and West Virginia.
Oh, really?
Okay. You know, Minnesota was probably a close second, but Cornell was the choice.
and obviously no regrets there, right?
No,
none experience.
At all. Not
obviously, academically, a great experience and all that.
Absolutely, it was the best decision I ever made. You know, and it's really helped form me as the coach I am today. You know, I had an excellent leader there, mentor, in Rob Cole, who is now the head coach of Stanford. He's since moved on from Cornell, but he was an excellent leader and somebody that I'm still close with today. And you know, just has made me who I am today.
I'm talking to Troy Nickerson. He is the head coach wrestler for wrestling at UNC. And a little background before I ask this question, background for listeners here. I have a show called Amazing Americans. And one of my first guests when I started the show 5 years ago maybe was Anthony Robles. I knew you knew where I was going there, who is a national champion wrestler with one leg, born with one leg, and he won a national championship the year after Troy did, I believe. I think I have those years right. And I look back, and you mentioned that you thought this was right, and I went back and looked, and you were right. You were the last guy to beat him. You were the last guy, and because as a junior and then as a senior, he went undefeated and won the national championship at Arizona
State. That's correct. Yep.
All right, let me ask you, wrestling a guy with one leg, that had to be different, right? Because you reach for something and it's not there, correct?
It was. You know, it's very unique. It's different. You know, you hear the, you know, the haters out there, right? They talk about, you know, what an advantage that is.
Yeah.
I mean, I'll take two legs over one any day.
Yes.
I mean, what Anthony has done is truly incredible.
Yeah.
I mean, he is a true competitor, and, you know, he is somebody that's special, obviously. He's won a national championship, and I'm very fortunate just to have the opportunity to compete against him, and I still talk to him today, you know,
do
I
you?
See him around, and
yeah.
He's a great representative for the sport of wrestling.
You remember that match? Much about it?
I remember it was close. I think it was a 2-1 score.
Was it? Okay.
But yeah, it was challenging, right, in its own ways. But yeah, he's just a great competitor.
Did you have to prep any different for him? I mean, moves wise or anything like that? That you remember anyway? I mean,
a long time ago. I mean, not really. I think the biggest things were, I mean, just the obvious, right? I mean, my leg attacks weren't going to be there. I had to rely on other skills. And, you know, I think the one thing that he really found a lot of success in was his strength. And,
yeah.
You know, fortunately for me at that time, I felt like I was one of the stronger competitors at the weight class and didn't have as many of those issues to deal with. So, I found a way, right?
Yeah.
I found a way.
I mean, he's one of the most remarkable athletes I've ever run into, and you're the last guy to beat him. I just think that's really cool. And he's gone on to set the record for most pull-ups in a minute. You probably knew that story, too.
Yep.
Oh, my goodness. I don't know if you have – folks, if you want to – if you just want to do a search online for Anthony Robles and pull-up record, he did it at halftime of a New York Jets or Giants game, anyway, at that stadium, and with a crowd cheering and all that. It's really remarkable. I'm with Troy Nickerson, head coach, wrestling at UNC. We're going to take a break. We'll come back and talk about his team. They're off to a 3-1 start, and as well, they have an individual wrestler from Greeley that has knocked off the number one rated wrestler in America already this year. We'll talk about that when we come back. This Coach's Show, live from the Goat Sports Bar in Greeley. Back in a moment on KFKA. Welcome back, folks, to this Goat Sports Bar here in Greeley, where we are having the Coach's Show for UNC. It's called the Mark Larson State Farm Insurance Radio Booth here at the bar. Mark Larson's team specializes in auto, home, and renter's insurance. Call them at 970-356-8700. Mark is normally here for this Coach's Show, but he's taking the night off tonight with this Thanksgiving weekend coming up. And I'm with Troy Nickerson, the head coach for wrestling at UNC. And I got to ask you about one of your wrestlers. Last night, Andrew Alirez defeated the number one ranked wrestler in the country in Austin, Texas. You were there at that Invitational. Had to be a thrill for you and your athlete, right?
It was exciting. It's an event that they put on every year where they really try to get the number one and number two ranked guys in the country to just go head-to-head early in the season, right, and just put on a spectacle. And unfortunately, the number two guy had to drop out at the last minute, and that was about 6 days ago. So it was really last minute. And they called Andrew, right? They called me and said, hey, would you want to do this? And I called Andrew, and, I mean, it didn't take 2 seconds. I mean, he was like, I'm in. Let's go.
Really?
You know? So it was a... It's been a crazy week so far. We came from West Virginia straight to Austin, Texas to wrestle in that event. He wrestled in it last night, but he looked phenomenal, and he was able to get the victory. And, you know, as of this morning, he's the number one ranked wrestler in the country.
That is just incredible. And he's a Greeley kid, Greeley High School, right?
Yes.
Greeley Central High
Greeley
School?
Greeley Central.
Yeah, wow. So what was that like for you last night to watch your wrestler beat the number one ranked wrestler?
It was just exciting. I mean, obviously, we're super happy for him. Yeah. I mean, I've been through it all with him, you know. I mean, through the struggles. I mean, I've known him since he was in eighth grade. Yeah. And just seeing the ups and downs. I mean, been through it myself. I know how hard it is, right, to accomplish those goals. And this was kind of that first step in really trying to win a national championship, which is his ultimate goal, you know. And we talked about it last night, said, hey, you know, let's, you know, have some fun. Let's celebrate a little bit tonight. We went and got some Austin, Texas barbecue.
Nice.
Just enjoyed the night a little bit. But, you know, this morning at 8:30 when we got back to campus, he was back in the room and back training. And he understands that, you know, this is not the goal to be ranked number one. The goal is to finish number one. And he's well on that path.
We shouldn't be surprised by that, right? He's the Big 12 champion from a year ago, correct?
He is.
Yeah.
He is, you know. And obviously last year after the Big 12s at the national tournament, there was some disappointment there. He fell one round shy of being being an All-American. And I think it was honestly just a great wake-up call for him to say, hey, I'm doing a lot of things right. I'm really trying to accomplish these goals, but I need to do everything right. Mm-hmm. And this year he has been 100% locked in. And it's just taking that next step. And, you know, I'm so happy for him just because, I mean, he does put in that time. He does deserve it. But it's really great to see just the growth of the program, too, and see the steps these kids are making, because I do believe we have something special coming here in Greeley.
Yeah, right. Steve O'Poulin, talk about him. He had a title, I think, at the 125 weight division, a couple weeks ago or a week or two ago?
Yep, at the Bearcat Open.
Yeah.
Steve O was a transfer in here from NC State. You know, some people may remember his name from being a viral sensation back when he was 8 years old. I think he's got 8 million views on YouTube.
Really?
Oh, yes. He is. He is kind of a big name in wrestling.
Wow.
So,
you know, what did he do at 8 years old?
He was just, you know, the little
phenomenal
little wrestling kid prodigy, right?
Oh,
and, you know, so there's videos on YouTube of him just, you know, smashing all these little kids. And
really?
It's pretty funny kind of see it come full circle. But, he transferred here from NC State last year, and he's just been on fire so far. You know, he's really looking good. He's taking those next steps. He unfortunately didn't get the match that he wanted at West Virginia against the returning All-American. That kid was injured, but those matches are coming. And I think he's ranked top 15 right now, and we're looking to see him take that next step. And he's only a freshman, right? So he's got a lot of time to go.
All right, explain how you can have two wrestlers wrestling against each other in that Bearcat. So
yes.
How does that work?
So in those open tournaments, it's really unique because we can take more than one wrestler. And they have a lot of them at the beginning of the season. And what that allows us to do is help figure out our starting lineup. Mm. So, if there's a couple guys that are really, tightly contested, I'm not a huge fan of wrestle-offs myself because, they're competing against each other every day in the room. I want to see how they're doing against other competition. And every once in a while in those open tournaments, they will meet.
Yeah. Anybody else we need to talk about? Anybody else you're excited about that's had some early success that we might mention?
The big name that I'm going to mention, because I think he is going to have a fantastic career for us and he's well on his way, is Vinny Zerbin. He's another freshman, redshirt freshman for us from Illinois. He just had a top, the kid from Edinburgh that he just beat, I think he was ranked 23rd in the country this past weekend. He's having some great wins right now, but he's also having some tough losses, and I think that's part of that freshman experience a little bit that he's learning kind of as he goes. But he's going to be one that by the time he graduates, people in Greeley are going to remember his name.
I got to get out and watch you guys wrestle. Next time you're in town, I'm going to do it. All right, schedule looks like this. A week from Sunday, I believe, the Cougar Clash in Edwardsville, Illinois. Talk about that one.
Yeah, again, with usually that weekend we're in Las Vegas for the Cliff Keen Invitational, which is one of the toughest tournaments in the country. And with just the young team that we had, starting five freshmen, I think we needed to take a step back this year and to see something different, see some different competitions. So we decided to go out to Edwardsville. Jeremy Spates, their head coach, he's a longtime friend of mine. So it's just going to be something unique, a little bit of a different competition for us. And hopefully we can come a lot out of that tournament with a lot of champions.
When's the next time you're in Greeley? I might put you on the spot with that
schedule. So December 18th is our home opener.
Okay.
We are wrestling, this is going to put me on the spot. I think it's Northwest Kansas Tech. Okay. We are wrestling Highlands from New Mexico. Mm-hmm. And I believe Northeastern Junior College.
Okay.
So just, again, getting some teams in here for a quad meet just to have a little different experience. But the date we're really looking forward to is that second week of December when we bring Cal Poly to campus. They're a top 25 team right now, and I think we're prepped to knock them off.
All right. Go back to your experience at Iowa State as an assistant coach. It had to be a great experience, right? That's a great pro, obviously historic program there, right? Great experience there for you, a couple years?
It was fantastic. It really allowed me to evolve as a coach and really, be able to come here as a 27-year-old head coach and take the responsibility under my wings and know what I was doing, right? It was very good for me. And my boss there, Kevin Jackson, I actually talked to him earlier today. I've still got great relationships there. And, those are ones I'll cherish forever.
A lot of people don't remember, or if they do, it's kind of a distant memory, but Dan Gable, maybe the greatest wrestler of all time, wrestled at Iowa State. He competed there.
That is
He coached
correct.
At Iowa.
That is
and
correct.
A lot of people think he wrestled at Iowa. That didn't happen, did it?
Nope. He was an Iowa State guy through and through. He's still very supportive. Obviously he's a legend in Iowa City as well. But, he did his time in Ames with the Cyclones.
I think, and when I throw this out to people like, that really happened? I think one of the greatest sporting accomplishments ever was Dan Gable in 1972 in the Olympics at Munich when he won the gold medal and did not have a point scored on him. That's remarkable, isn't it?
It's not
I think
bad.
It was five. Was it five? That's not bad, is it? Have you ever seen that before in five straight matches like that?
You see
it at a youth level, I'm sure. But
yeah, I mean, it's probably been done to a similar sense, but I think the domination, it wasn't – he was winning 1-0 in all those matches, right? He was totally dominating his opponent, and that transitioned into his coaching style as well, and, that's why he is the name, the household name in wrestling that he is today.
Am I – way off base when I say that's one of the greatest sport accomplishments ever?
No, 100%.
You have to agree with that,
absolutely.
Right, as a wrestler?
Absolutely.
To me, that's just amazing. And I looked at previous Olympic Games and subsequent Olympic Games. No one's come close to that.
No.
Of that accomplishment.
That is the highest level, right? That is the highest level.
I had a chance to meet him and talk to him a little bit when I did the Big Ten Wrestling Championships many years ago on TV. And he's a different breed. You know him at all? With him?
Absolutely. Yeah. I mean, it's always fun to pick a guy like that's brain just because he's been around. He's seen it all. And, you know, he's got a very different perspective. I think the game has changed a little bit, right, in the time that, you know, that he's been away. But he still has some great, you know, core values that I think are still relevant today.
A friend of mine's son wrestled for him at Iowa, and he is from Wichita, Kansas. And he said, we were just waiting for the call from Dan Gable. And if we got it, we're going to sign.
Yeah.
So one night, he told me the story, Dan Gable calls, and I answer the phone. It's Dan Gable, and I'm like, no, my son's going there. If you're going to offer him a scholarship, he's going there. And you don't have to talk to him if you don't want to. He's that kind of legend, isn't he?
Absolutely. Yeah. You know? Absolutely.
All right. Hey, Troy, thanks for taking the time. Great to kind of reminisce. I love wrestling. I love the history of the sport. Enjoy your family tonight, and have a great Thanksgiving with them tomorrow.
I appreciate it, Jerry.
All right. Troy Nickerson, head coach wrestler at UNC. We'll take a break. We'll come back with Kristen Mateo. When we come back, she's the women's basketball coach at UNC, off to a good start as well. We'll do that when we come back. This is the Coach's Show, live from the GOAT Sports Bar in Greeley. Back in a moment on KFKA. Welcome back to our Coach's Show with UNC. We've got the broadcast booth here at this GOAT Sports Bar in Greeley. Welcome back to it. It's a Mark Larson State Farm Insurance Radio booth. Mark's team specializes in auto, home, and renter's insurance. Their number is 970-356-8700. Mark Larson, one of the very kindest, nicest people you will ever run into. If you have insurance needs, I really do urge you to give him a call. He will help you out. Mark Larson is at 970-356-8700. Kristen Mateo is now with me. She's the women's basketball coach at UNC, and you guys are off to a start that I think you're probably happy about, right?
I think so.
Yeah.
It's been about 250 days since we've seen each other last year.
I know it. Good to see you again, though.
Thank you.
Yeah. You guys, and I haven't had a chance to talk to you since then, but we'll go back to last year when you finished so well. I think you had a 15-16 record overall, but you go to that Big Sky tournament, and you win two games and knock off the number one seed. Can that, Kristen, let me ask you this first, can that carry over to this year, that momentum, that game, those two games?
For me, it does.
Yeah,
Returned four players this year, so the momentum has to get carried through the people that were here last year. But, yes, we have a Hannah Simmental who you talk about hungry. She's a kid that, I mean, if she could play in the conference championship game today, she would do it.
Yeah.
So she's hungry to leave an impact, not just herself, but to bring a team to that point where they can say they fight for a championship.
She's averaging 20 points, 4 rebounds a game. She's your point guard, right?
She's playing off the ball right now, but we do slide her to that point guard spot. I mean, 1-2 for us.
Not a big player at all, but she's averaging 4 rebounds a game. She is 20 out of 33 on threes. That's phenomenal. I know she's a great 3-point shooter, but those are incredible numbers.
She just had 29 points last night. And she had a 4-point play, and she got fouled shooting a 3.
Wow.
So it's her strength is her efficiency. Mm. So it doesn't take a lot for her to stack those numbers pretty quickly, whereas some players are high-volume shooters. She's just so efficient when she gets those looks that we need her to take more probably than what she's doing. But the ones that she takes, she's going to make you pay, you know, if she can see some daylight. And not only the scoring, but just the leadership she's provided for us this season. She's the first in, first, last out, just really sets this tone and kind of this sense of urgency that you have to be a good team.
Yeah, wonderful foul shooter. She's 18 for 20 so far this year. Great foul shooter last year, especially, I should have looked these up, Kristen, but I think in the fourth quarter she was like 62 out of 64 last year.
Yeah,
amazing.
It was like 90-something percent.
Yeah.
And again, it's what it speaks to is her work ethic and her preparation and her time. Those hours and moments alone in the gym when no one's in there and the spotlight is not on her yet, you know, just how she prepares. I was actually just meeting with Athletic Director Darren Dunn right before this. We had a Thanksgiving dinner for our whole team tonight, And he was saying, we had a game the other day. He went to work early, and Hannah was on game day in the arena shooting. He had to lower one of the hoops down for her to get those shots up. So it doesn't surprise me, you know, that she has the – so efficient in what she does.
All right. You guys start 3-2, a win against Northern New Mexico. You got a win against University of Denver. That's a nice win for you guys. Was that at home? Was that here?
That was in Denver.
In Denver, okay.
Yeah.
So you beat DU 77-68. They're not a tremendous team, but that's a nice win for you guys, right?
Absolutely. In-state team.
Yeah.
You know, we had quite a few recruits sitting in the stands. And us just being a new staff going in year two, we're building relationships with high school coaches and then obviously all the recruits. But, you know, we have Colorado kids on our team too. So the in-state games, you know, I think you bring a little bit more juice to the table. For some reason that just happens. But we just played in Texas too, and our Texas kids were more juice to go down there too. So I guess it just depends on where you come from.
Yeah. Got a win on the road at Incarnate Word, 63-54. And then last night, North Dakota State, you guys lose 68-54. But you were telling me that it was a little closer than that, that you had a chance to win that game.
Honestly, really proud of how we performed. For three quarters, I would say we imposed our will. Mm-hmm. And we were very disruptive into what they were doing. North Dakota State, Jory Collins is the head coach. He's going on year four. They just beat University of Minnesota.
Yeah.
You know, I was nervous going into the game just because we're young, a little bit younger, and now his team is more veteran. And for going into that fourth quarter, we were up by three. Then we get to the final 2.5 minutes, and it's a four-point game, and just could not close it out. So a lot of positives to take away. And then there's the others. You got to get that W. You can't be so close for those quarters and not walk away with that. But I think I was probably more proud with the way we showed up in battle, you know, with our youth and their veteranness.
You got a couple of numbers that really sticking out to me, Kristen, after five games. One is you're shooting as a team 41% on threes. Happy with that, right?
Absolutely.
Yeah. And then holding the opposition at 31% shooting overall. That's pretty impressive. Happy with the defense?
I think so. Our defensive style is different as we change our defenses up a little bit throughout the game. So I think it keeps people uncomfortable. Even if you looked at the North Dakota State game, they could never settle in offensively, really until that fourth quarter. And then offensively, this team, I think you really love to watch them. They just move the ball well. They play selfless. We have a little bit more speed this year at the guard position. We can put it on the floor a little bit more and make plays. So it's a fun brand to watch. And then, yes, when you're shooting, you know, over 40% from the three, now you see those long balls go in, and it just starts adding up pretty quickly.
Yeah, gotcha. Troy Nickerson, the wrestling coach, is telling me he's got 22 freshmen on his roster out of 33 players. I looked at your roster. You've got 8 freshmen and 2 redshirt freshmen, so you've got 10 freshmen. That's a really, really young team, Kristen.
We are starting 3 freshmen
right
now.
Are you really?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, wow.
We're starting 3 freshmen, and not the way maybe we initially had it planned. We signed 6 freshmen early. Mm. We knew we were going to sign a little bit bigger group. We didn't know it was going to bolster to the size that it is. But honestly, we have some maturity in that freshman group, and we have several. I think of Gabrielle Fields, who's from Brownfield, Texas. We've known her since she was 13, 14, 15, really? Her whole family. And for her to come here and sign here when she probably could have gone to a lot of other Division I's, but she won state championships and she was MVP. So when you bring in freshmen like that that have had significant playing and deep, like, postseason play and have led their teams to championships, just a little bit different level of maturity. We're still young.
Yeah.
We still do a lot of things that, you know, I feel like I'm repeating myself, but – to have those players mature enough and ready for the moment. And we saw it this summer when everybody showed up. You know, all of our freshmen showed up in great shape. Mentally, they're sharp. So now they just need that game experience, that in the moment, like we were last night on the road, North Dakota State. We kept the crowd silent for about three quarters, you know, and then finally they started to erupt.
Yeah, youth that'll happen, right? I mean, to finish out a game, they just have to learn how to do that,
mm-hmm.
right, in basketball. Talk about that.
There's an execution behind it. There's also a mentality and a toughness.
Yeah.
And it has to come kind of from within if we're not walking away without getting the job done. Mm. And there is a will. It's a possession game, but it's also a will game too, and a will to win. And we can talk X's and O's all we want, but somebody has to put the ball in the hole. Somebody has to get a stop. And when you get a whole team focused with that mentality, you know, that's when you are walking away with those wins or the close games. And we're just right there. You know, University of Texas Rio Grande, when we played there a week ago, you know, we, same thing, went into the fourth quarter with a lead, had control most of the game. And so we will get there. I know this team will get there. You can see it. Just the things that we can do are fixable. And we can grow from some of the things that maybe are preventing us with some of these games.
And Hannah can only make so many shots, right? Somebody else has to do that, correct?
You're exactly right. And that was our challenge to our team last night, is continuing to find, you know, have players that want to step up and want those moments, the tough moments. And as you know, when you're young, we say we got youth power, because we have this energy, and it has ignited our team this season. Just because even having that Thanksgiving dinner with them, they're laughing, having fun. You know, if there could have been a dance floor there, I'm sure they would have been having fun listening to music and dancing. But there's an execution that happens, and there's an intensity and sense of urgency that you have to have. And it gets heated in a game. Yeah. And when you're making play calls and making quick adjustments, you know, I go back to, you just have to be mentally sharp and be able to absorb the game plan and what's going on. And we are, and it's getting better every single day, too.
It's interesting with these teams. You got Troy Nickerson with 22 freshmen on his team. You got 10. There are four with Steve Smiley. All four are playing already. It's young teams at UNC these days.
There's a lot of different ways. I prefer to grow old as a team.
Yeah.
Grow old together.
I like
you can
that
do
stuff.
That through the portal. You just might not do it together. You know, I could go get a whole bunch of juniors and seniors really quickly, and we would be veteran, but we just wouldn't have a lot of years together.
Yeah.
There's nothing wrong with the portal. That can be a positive, and we have to dip in there sometimes, but there's nothing like just young freshmen. It's their first time. You know, it's their first time this week being away from their family for Thanksgiving, and you're a part of that journey with them, taking them on with that, and you're there in the highs and the lows and the homesickness, and then just the overall seeing that mentorship and growth that they're having. And that's what I love, I think. And I love that time together, where some people, you know, they're fine with the one and dones, and you know, I like time together.
Long term, I think that's the way to go. And Steve Smiley thinks the same way. Krista Mateo is my guest. She's the women's basketball coach at UNC. This is the Mark Larson State Farm Insurance Radio booth here at the Goat Sports Bar. We're going to take a break on the UNC Coaches Show. Back in a moment on KFKA. It is the Mark Larson State Farm Insurance Radio booth here at the Goat Sports Bar in Greeley with the UNC Coaches Show. And Krista Mateo is my guest, the women's basketball coach at UNC. Let's talk about some other players. Talked about Hannah, talked about one of your freshmen that you're really high on. Who else on your roster right now you're feeling good about these days, Kristen?
Delaney Byrne.
Yeah.
You know, she is somebody, she actually redshirted for us last year. Mm-hmm. She's a 6'3", 4 player that shoots lights out.
Yeah.
And she's taken on a lot of responsibility. We have several post players. Of the four posts that we have five. Four of the five are freshmen.
Wow.
And she's the one. That's
wow.
not the freshman.
Wow.
So you talk about mentorship and spending time and getting them ready. But Delaney, you know, she's had a unique career. Started at Minnesota. Then they had a change in coaching staff. Goes to UNLV. Then they had a change in coaching staff. She had to redshirt in between. So we get her here last year because she was a 4-4-4 transfer, meaning three different four-year universities. She had to redshirt again. So here she is on the court with us every night making an impact. So her length and her size is really disruptive to people on the defensive end. But her ability to score at 6'3 and shoot the three is pretty special.
What's Hannah think about all these freshmen playing with all these young girls?
Oh, I think
she's up for the challenge, isn't she?
Oh, I think so, yeah, absolutely. It's, you know, you see we have a leadership team, and I was meeting with a couple of the young ladies that I meet with once a week, and this was early in the season. And, you know, as a coach, you always know all the things that still need to be taught and put in. And I was asking them how they were doing, and they were like, well, Coach, well, we don't have our sideline out-of-bounds plays, and we don't have baseline. And they were, like, worried about all of that.
Oh, no.
And it got me thinking, okay, I have a whole bunch of mini coaches now on this team. And so they just they knew with the new faces that there was so much more that still needed to be taught. And so it kind of took me back a little bit, because I realized, okay, I need to – you know, they have the same feeling that I have as a coach. But she's been awesome with the youth and the young ones, and not just her, but Sydney Stensgaard, who, you know, she was with us last season. She's the, you know, Hannah and Sydney are the only two that played, that are coming back, that played last year on the court for us. And then Delaney redshirted, and then Avery Kleinhans redshirted last year. She was a freshman. So of all that, they've been really patient with the freshmen, but I also will add the freshmen came in ready to go. And so it's not that they're perfect by any means, but when you got somebody like Hannah that sets the pace every day, it makes it a lot easier. Mm.
I'm going to come back to your team in a moment. I'm going to go back to your background a little bit. You spent 6 years at West Texas A&M with a record of 154-35. Nothing but success there, Kristen. And be, I want to go back before that, before you were the head coach there, before you came to UNC. Is there a time when, I think I asked you this last year too, when you thought, hey, coaching is really what I want to do. I'm hooked on this. Was it that moment for you ever?
You know, all my degrees are in business in college.
Really?
And my master's degree is in business. And I actually knew I still wanted to stay in the sport in some capacity. So once the playing was done, then it – what was the next best, and it became coaching. So I'm always just a be where your feet are at. So to say when I first got into coaching, I was going to do this, and this, and in 4 years I'm going to go at this, that wasn't me. I need to get better at being who I am today. And so, and I had a great mentor in Mark Kellogg. He's now at Stephen F. Austin, who's been in the NCAA tournament back-to-back years, took on North Carolina to the bitter end this past year, the Tar Heels. And so I won a lot of championships with him, working alongside him. And so when you're mentored by great people, I mean, that's what makes the journey even more special, because you know you're being set up for success. And I rode his coattails because I call him all the time. He just had so much wisdom, and I knew he was smart. And so with that being said, as it progressed, it became, you know, from the assistant, now I can see myself taking that next step. Yeah. Sometimes you just have to jump off the cliff and do it. I was an assistant longer than some. Some were just ready to go be that head coach. I wanted to make sure it was right, so that's why I waited for West Texas A&M, which was a phenomenal opportunity for me. Michael McBroom, the athletic director there, gave me that opportunity. And then obviously Darren Dunn here, and I love it here. I love it in Greeley.
Good for you. And Darren had been kind of recruiting you a little bit before you took this job, right? We had talked
about 4 years ago. Yeah, we had talked, and it wasn't either the right time. I was actually in Fort Collins recruiting somebody when we had talked.
I remember that.
And I drove down to Greeley. I'm like, I'm so close. And it was a snowy day. I just drove around campus, and for me it was just, you know, could I see myself there? And then 4 years later, I think God opened up my heart, and I'm like, this is time, and it was the right spot for me, and so let's do it.
Good. Yeah, everybody that lives in Greeley loves Greeley. There's nobody that doesn't like this place. It's amazing that way. Biggest challenge as a Division I basketball coach?
I think just keeping the main thing, and whatever that means, but keeping balance with your team, players, relationships, and the ability to still have success and do it all. The balance with family, which I'm probably not great. My family's in Tennessee, so I'll get to see them when we go play Samford, because I'll be a couple hours away from them. I think the recruiting gets revved up a little bit more. So now there's just bigger staffs. You're not the only one seeing that player out there. You know, there's 10 or 15 other coaches. You know, we just signed a young lady from Texas, and she had 18 Division I offers.
Wow.
You know, how do we beat out 18 other schools or 17 other, you know? And luckily we did, because we had been recruiting her for a long time. But so those areas just rev up a little bit. And you're going against great coaches, and especially in our conference, that have had a lot of success. And so it is continuing to recenter and rebalance yourself of what's important, what does my team need from me every day, and staff and people around me.
Talking to some Division I coaches who say, some publicly, most of the time privately, I really don't enjoy the recruiting. It's a necessary evil. I have my assistants do a lot of it. I think you told me last year you enjoy that challenge of recruiting, don't you?
I enjoy it, but in a little transparency, when I get in season, I struggle because I'm so, like, just feel like our team deserves, those young ladies deserve every piece of us. But I do. I like building the relationships. I like that, you know, you get to know somebody and then they choose you. They choose UNC. Mm-hmm. They choose our coaching staff and our team. And then, you know, become a part of that family. And then we talked about the mentorship and learning and growing and the challenges that come with that. But I enjoy it. Now, some people, I'm not on the phone 24/7. I actually am probably, I prefer to be on the phone than text a recruit. Mm-hmm. But I know the recruits like to text, and I FaceTime more with the recruits than I ever have, because that's kind of connects with them a little better.
You're setting yourself apart from other coaches just texting all day to these players. Let's get back to your team and your schedule coming up. You've got four home games in a row, Adams State on Saturday, and then you got a big one on Tuesday. You got CSU here in Greeley. That'll be a fun one, huh?
Yeah, Adams State in the RMAC, and I did coach in the RMAC years ago at Fort Lewis College, so excited to bring them to the bank. And then quick turnaround with Tuesday, Colorado State, who is probably one of the most talented Colorado State teams I've seen.
Really?
You know, within the last 5 to 7 years, really talented. They have a lot of depth. Denver's best player last year transferred there, and she's actually coming off the bench, their leading scorer. So they have a lot of offensive firepower, and they're playing a couple power fives right before us. So they'll be tested. So excited to get them Tuesday at 6 o'clock, and then we get South Dakota a couple of days later. South Dakota just played in the NCAA Sweet 16 last season, and they're just special with size and their skill set, and so just looking forward to getting them into our place, throwing some punches.
Yeah, there you go. And you got Omaha after that, so you got another fairly close school. So four home games in a row. That's nice, isn't it? You guys travel. You just got back from North Dakota State. You got Thanksgiving tomorrow. Nice to have some home games, right?
Absolutely.
This time of year.
We're four games on the road.
Yeah.
So now it's four games at home, and just get settled in. So there's no school these next couple of days. They kind of have the pro life. They're just hooping, eating, sleeping.
Yeah.
And so a chance just to kind of get refocused on, you know, us as a team and get ready for this home stretch.
What's that schedule look like before Saturday, tomorrow and Friday for your girls?
We'll practice. So tomorrow's Thanksgiving. We actually had a team Thanksgiving meal tonight, but we'll practice in the morning, and then we'll have family in town, so we let them spend that time with their family. You don't get to do it all the time, and so if they're in town, we'll do that. And then let's see, we practice Friday as well, play Saturday, and then we get, you know, it's just going on. So the games are happening like 2 days in between every day, so it'll be a quick turnaround from Adams State to Colorado State.
Looking forward to seeing your team play. Haven't done that yet.
Thank you.
Especially
yeah,
those young girls. Man.
I think you'll love him.
Yeah. Well, hey, thanks for taking the time tonight. Good to see you again. I know it's been a while since we had you on, and hopefully we'll do that again. But, hey, best of luck on Saturday and especially on Tuesday against CSU.
Thank you, Jerry. Thanks for having me.
Kristen Mateo is the women's basketball coach at UNC and our guest today on the Coaches Show, brought to you by Mark Larson State Farm Insurance. Mark team specializes in auto, home, and renter's insurance. You call them at 970-356-8700. So again, coming up for the women, you got Adams State on Saturday. If you're looking for something to do on Saturday, maybe Thanksgiving is over and the family's not in town, you are back in town, whatever that might be, hey, great chance to come out and watch the girls play. It's a young team. It's exciting. They've got a couple of great wins already. So Adams State on Saturday, and then CSU, Colorado State, comes to Greeley to play on Tuesday night as well, and we'll be in action for that. I want to try to take that one in on Tuesday, and I think it'll be a lot of fun. Special thanks to Mike Kilpatrick, our producer engineer back at the station. That'll do it for our Coaches Show. Thanks for tuning in. This is KFKA.